Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we did see some considerable price action yesterday evening, late afternoon and early evening. We did see a bit of a bearish reversal signal kicked in. Now, let's get in and explain, I suppose, the context for that. Obviously, we still have quite a negative sentiment behind this market. But I don't know if you saw our video yesterday. We kind of questioned whether, you know, it's game over for these markets. Are we just going to start to unwind on a very significant basis? And obviously, we had 3 days of really strong, powerful selling towards the end of last week and early this week. We've seen a little bit of a bounce since, a little bit of indecision on Tuesday. And yesterday we started to see the pullback trades start to kick in, where really we are asking ourselves whether the data is bad enough for further excessive selling. And we're not too sure that it is. That's the bottom line for us. So actually, we can see that data is slightly softening, but I don't think the wheels need to come off and the Fed need to have an emergency meeting to start cutting rates. That would send all sorts of crazy signals to these markets, and I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be reacting that well. So so let's break down for you. We had some bond auction. We had some nervousness across the AI stocks. So let's break that down for you in a little bit more detail. We'll, of course, start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Okay, so all profitable traders, they need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade? And trade psychology, all very important features, of course, some considerations which we discuss every day in our live trade rooms. But we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, and discipline and patience with our capital. Okay, so let's start looking at the news flow. Last week, obviously, a significant number of news events. This week, not so much. Yesterday, there wasn't really a huge amount to focus our attention on. What we did get was there was two news events yesterday which are of interest. Crude oil inventories, and that came in much weaker than what was expected. So if I just share crude oil prices, we started to see a rally. Now, there's a bit of a nervousness about, you know, what's going on in the Middle East. Will Iran attack Israel? There's lots of sort of fear-mongering going on. It's not particularly useful, but it is a concern, and things could escalate pretty quickly, which would have a pretty bullish impact on crude oil. Now, on a demand basis, there's every reason to expect further downside. So it's kind of a judgment call, and there is a little bit of unknown with the Middle East story, because obviously Iran won't broadcast that they're going to attack. They just will attack, and that could be enough to send prices higher. So you do have to build into that, into your decision making if you're trading crude oil. So the other bit of news really was the 10-year bond auction. Of course, you're probably very familiar. We've seen these numbers fall off a cliff. We were as low as, let's get the exact number, we're way down here at 3.78. We've had a little bit of a bounce back to 4%. So even the bounce is really quite significant, but you can't deny the very significant rollover to the downside. And we have we are very close to uninverting when it comes to the 2-year and the 10-year treasury yield. So the 2-year is at 3.95. and the 10-year is at 3.92 nearly. So there's only 3 basis point differential between the two. So we'll be seeing these markets uninvert pretty soon, it would appear. Now, a lot of people, again, would suggest that in itself, that normalizing of bond yields would actually create a recession in itself. So last night we had a 10-year bond auction, and I suppose hasn't gone as well as previous bond auctions. The demand is somewhat lower. Previously 2.6, now 2.3. So demand is down. And of course, the actual interest rate is down as well. And no major surprise, but it's down significantly. So demand is less for these 10-year government bonds. And that's broadly just a kind of a mild negative, really. You don't want a situation where the Fed are a lender of last resort again in terms of bond buying. Today, I suppose the most significant bit of news really is and look what you can see with the Japanese 30-year. This is over a 30-year period. You can see that demand has gone up, and also the interest rate has jumped from 2.19 to 2.23. So there's a bit more demand for Japanese debt and slightly less demand for US debt. So the big number today is really unemployment claims. 241,000. If we breach 249,000, we would probably anticipate, you know, there'll probably be a little bit of panic again. We very well may see. And we've got that 30-year bond auction later on this evening. So that's going to be much lower. It's going to be interesting to see the demand as well for that longer term bond auction. And there's nothing of any major concern tomorrow. So really, today's unemployment claims is broadly the most significant event between now and the end of the week. Just a quick commentary on AI stocks. They have this profound impact to drive prices in the indices. And we were looking to gap higher. We did, and we sort of rallied for a little bit, gave a bit of optimism to the S&P and the NASDAQ before actually rolling back over considerably to the downside. And we've seen a little bit of that across the board. So I won't go into too many of these, but certainly a bearish day for those tech stocks. Let's have a look at just Google. So certainly weaker on the tech side, just to bear that in mind. We'll have a look at that in a little bit more detail shortly. So looking at these charts, what opportunities does that generate for us? It might be a little bit of a tough one because the price action's a bit scatty now. So we'd have the opportunity potentially to buy the US indices. We would still broadly be in favor of the buy trade in the indices, and we can now do that at a much, much lower price. So worth looking at. The dollar is a bit of a strange one. So we've got a bit of weakness against the euro. We've got a bit of dollar weakness, it seems, playing out in gold. So we're seeing a bit of an uptick in gold prices. Let's see where we're at with the dollar. We were in a strange place yesterday, as you can see with yesterday's almost doji candlestick, a bullish spinning top, really. But pure indecision, really, yesterday. Bit of a reversal dynamic playing out in the pound. Will we get a little bit of a bounce in the pound? So dollar weakness, mild dollar weakness against the Swiss franc, against the CAD, against the Aussie, and weakness as well against the New Zealand, along with gold. So for now, we've got dollar weakness across the board. bit of a question mark over the yen. We didn't really get that follow through yesterday that we thought we might get a little bit of a bounce. We didn't really get it. And then crude oil. So there's an opportunity to sell crude oil. You do have that conflict in the Middle East just hanging over the trade. So do take that into consideration. Gold looking to bounce. S&P 500. NASDAQ. Just starting to see prices break above yesterday and then they rolled over very aggressively. So we can keep an eye on some of these trades. So we have the potential for a bit of a bullish backdrop, bit of a risk on dynamic. So from a trade plan perspective, we ironically, after yesterday's selling, we still have the potential for risk on conditions, meaning we've had a bit of a wobble again yesterday, but has anything really changed? Not particularly in our opinion. And it is quite important with such kind of a bearish sentiment. There is this like fear and anxiety that still exists. It's nowhere near like it was on Monday, for example. But bit of stabilization on Tuesday and for most of yesterday and started to look a little bit positive. Now, that sentiment really kicked in and started to drive these markets lower. It could very well hinge on today's US unemployment numbers, because if they come in much higher than expected, then we can probably expect more risk off. We're just not so sure that we will get that. A figure more in line with the forecast is around 240, 241. Is probably a little bit more expected. But some of that increase in the unemployment claims could be due to these hurricanes in the US. So to give you a bit of context or a bit of summary, potential risk on market conditions despite yesterday's bearish. We know it's sort of bearish sentiment, but we really did see some significant bearish moves. So potential indices strength, potential, right, so this is where weakness, dollar weakness. We don't really have. So technically, there is a sell trade in gold, for example. Sorry, let me retrace that. So technically, there's we've rallied to the downside. We've pulled back into resistance, and there's a decent opportunity to start selling crude oil. So the trade exists. However, for the purpose of this, because really, with the crude oil inventories, that is more likely to have a bit of a bullish impact on crude oil prices. And as you can see, yesterday it rallied. Now it looks like there's the weakness might start kicking in again. So just be mindful, really, today we have US unemployment claims. This event might prove volatile again. It was a catalyst to some of the volatility last week. So if we got sort of 250 plus, that would probably be a bad development for these markets. All right, guys. So listen, we'll wrap it up there if that's okay. If there's any questions, we will be looking for some potential indices strength and the expectation is that it will still bounce off its lows, even though we got some selling yesterday. So look, some of the data is softening and there's an element of weakness there, but we don't really think it's bad enough for the wheels to come off these markets. And that's kind of where we're at the moment. So as a result, we for now are looking to sort of buy into any additional selling. And that mixed with a bit of dollar weakness is more broadly like a classic risk on market condition, which actually kind of fits together quite nicely for us. And just be mindful, today's US unemployment claims, it might, you know, the markets might wobble off the back of that as well. So bear that in mind. Okay, so in terms of narrative, it's a little bit upside down at the minute. Maybe we'll start getting this risk on, indices higher, dollar lower. Will bond yields continue to roll over to the downside? And could we get a little bit of a bounce in commodities because of a weaker dollar? So we've got these questions to be answered. The narratives are a little bit all over at the minute. It's just dominated by this fear and anxiety that we've all been seeing in the news. So push that to one side. Let's focus on what price is doing. Let's focus on whether the data is really bad enough to support the excessive selling. And we might be able to get some decent opportunities as a result. So look, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to post them. But on that note, we look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and connect with us there if you need. Great stuff. Okay, so on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll switch rooms now in just a couple of minutes. So if you want to join us for a European live trading mentorship room, then jump on, access it through your members area, and we'll see you there. Great stuff, guys. My pleasure as always. Take care of yourselves and speak to you soon. Bye for now.